If you strolled along Mary Street between Dunlop and Ross Streets, you might think that not very much has changed in the past 100 years in this charming neighborhood. Most of the century properties are still standing. The exceptions are the missing houses where the LCBO is now, and just up and across the road at 68 Mary Street, where the lovely Moore residence, Grey Gables, once stood. But that wasn't even the first home to occupy that address. John Moore, a popular Bayfield Street boot and shoemaker, was born in Old York, Toronto to us, in 1832, and moved to Vespera Township with his parents when he was 2 years old. A few years later, the family moved to town, onto Mary Street, and lived in a large log structure which was said to be the first house built on that street. This humble log house was also where the first Roman Catholic church services were once held. At that time, the few structures on Mary Street were all log buildings. John Moore built the first frame house north of Elizabeth Street, now Dunlop Street West, on Mary Street, where 60 Mary is now located. John Moore was living with his mother in the log house on Mary Street when he met and married Jeanette White. Jeanette had been born in Glasgow, Scotland, and came to Canada when she was 18 years old. She lived in Ottawa until she moved to Barrie, and married John Moore when she was 22 years old. Their beautiful home, Grey Gables, was built on the site of the original log cabin. Jeanette Moore was a bit of a historian and said to have known almost everyone in town. She had keenly kept track of the town's progress as Barrie developed and held a great deal of information regarding its early history. Mrs. Moore was also the proud owner of the first postmaster's desk, which was used at the post office's early location on Owen Street, given to her by Postmaster McWatt himself. The Moores were an extremely well-liked and respected couple, and the community felt a great loss when first John passed away at Grey Gables in 1904, with his wife at his side, and again in 1915 when Jeanette passed on. In the 1970s, the Moore's graceful Grey Gables was a John Bosco residence for boys, however the lovely home was eventually demolished. An apartment building, the site of a blaze almost 1 year ago, now stands on the old Moore property.